Namhlanje-ke siyaqala iviki lokuhlupheka kwenkosi yethu.
This week we remember the Lord's Passion.
Kusukela namhlanje usuku lapho inkosi yethu yangena eJerusalem igibela imbongolo.
From today where we remember where the Lord entered Jerusalem riding a donkey.
Bememezo Hosiana.
Where they were calling out Hosanna.
Bemdumisa uNkulunkulu.
Praising God.
Kodwa ngolesine bebememeza mbulaleni mbetheleni.
But a few days later, by Thursday in this week, they were already calling out, "Crucify him."
Unjalo kumuntu namhla uyakubonga kusasa uyakusola noma kusole namhlanje kusasa asho kunye.
That's a typical picture of man. Today he praises or he thanks you, and tomorrow he condemns you, or he may condemn you today, but tomorrow he'll thank you.
Lapho uJesu engena eJerusalem eselibona iJerusalem wakhala inyembezi.
When Jesus entered Jerusalem, he saw Jerusalem and he wept.
Etha uJerusalem, Jerusalem, uma ubusazi isikhathi sokukhanjelwa kwakho.
And he called out and he said, "If only Jerusalem, you knew the time of your visitation."
Bebengasazi isikhathi noma bememeza oHosana. AbaFarisi bebethi thulisa lezi ngane zimemezayo ezibanga umsindo. Ethi uma kuthula laba kuzokhala amatshe.
They called out Hosanna. That the Pharisees even said, "Let them keep quiet." And the Lord said, "If they keep quiet, the stones, the rocks will call out." But even though they were called out Hosanna, they didn't recognize the times.
Bekuyisikhathi ngesiJalimani sithi ihre Heimsuchung, uJesu befuna ukubabuyisela ekhaya.
It was their time of their visitation, in German, the time of him seeking to call them home.
Kodwa babonanga bekhona ingubo emehlweni abo.
But they were blinded. Their eyes were closed to the fact.
Wakhala uJesu.
And Jesus called out. He cried, wept.
Wathi, "Nina eningaqondi isikhathi sokuhanjelwa kwenu, siyazi siyeza isikhathi lapho niyokakwa nomuzi iJerusalem, kakwe lonke nxa zonke, ngeke kushiwe itshe phezu kwelinye."
And he said, "You who don't recognize the time of your visitation, the time will come where you will be surrounded by your enemies. Jerusalem will be destroyed. Not one stone will be left upon another."
Nangempela kwenzeke emva kweminyaka engamashumi ayisikhombisa, wafika uThithu uJenene waseRoma, wawukakha umuzi, bafa kabuhlungu, badlana bodwa, bebulawa indlala, baze badla inyama yengane zabo, onina, bephuza igazi labo, kwadilizwa iJerusalema. Qaphelisise uma uNkulunkulu ekuvakashele, bese ungasebenzisi lelo thuba, maye kuwe, uhlalelwe isikhogo kuleli nakwelizayo.
And it was only about 70 years later the Roman general surrounded Jerusalem, besieged it. The inhabitants of Jerusalem eventually ate their own flesh of their own children, drank their blood just to try to survive, and the city was destroyed. Take note, when God visits you, don't despise it, because the end is terrible of those who don't respond to God's visitation.
Akhona amanye amasonto emhlabeni kuleli viki ngeke ushaywe imshini noma upiano noma iogeni, kuyathulwa iviki lonke kuze kube usuku lokuvuka. Bethi bacabangela ukuhlupheka kukaJesu.
There are certain churches throughout the world that don't play any musical instruments during this week because it's the week of the Lord's Passion, and they only start playing instruments again on the day of His resurrection.
Nami ngakhulela emzini onjalo bekungadlala upiano, bingekho music, kungalalela iwayilense, kungadlalwa iorgan esontweni. Kodwa kungisizanga lutho. Bengibona nje kuyinto nje. Kodwa abasendulo bathi sifuna asifuni umsindo wezono, asifuni umsindo kaSathane, asifuni umsindo wasezweni. Sifuna ukumthatha uJesu simbeke phambi kwamehlo ethu.
I even grew up in a home like that where there was no musical instrument, didn't even listen to the radio. But that didn't help me. It was just a tradition. But that is what the people of old said, that it's a week of mourning, of His passion, and we don't want anything worldly amongst us.
Manje intshumayelo ke enginayo yanamhlanje, ngiyadabukinde kakhulu, ngiyangabaza, kwangathi ngeke ngiqede.
Now my message today is so long, I don't think I'll get through it.
Kodwa ngizofunda amanye amavesi.
But I'll just read some verses.
Ngizoqala kuIsaya isahluko sangamashumi amahlanu nambili.
We'll read from Isaiah 52.
Kusukela evesini leshumi nantathu.
From verse 13.
Beka inceku yami iyakuphumelela kahle, iyakukhuliswa, iphakanyiswe, iphakame kakhulu.
Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high.
Njengalokhu abaningi bamangala ngayo ubuso bayo babonakele kunababantu nesimo kunobabantu nesimo sayo kunesamadodana abantu.
Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men.
Sahluko samashumi amahlanu nantathu. Ngubani owakholwa ngesikuzwileyo ingalo kaJehova yambulelwa ubani na?
Chapter 53, verse 1. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?
Ngokuba yakhula njengehlumela phambi kwakhe, nanjengempande emhlabathini owomileyo, yayingenasimo nabuhle ukuba siyibuke, yayingabukeki ukuba siyifune.
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form of comeliness when we see him, and when we see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him.
Yayideleliwe yashiwa ngabantu, umuntu obuhlungu, owazi ukugula, yeyiswa, injengosithezelwe, sithezelwa ubuso ngabantu, asishayanga nto yalutho.
He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him.
Kepha yazithwala izifo zethu, yabetshatha ubuhlungu bethu. Kodwa thina sathi jezisiwe, ishaywe nguNkulunkulu, ihlushiwe.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
Yebo yalinyazwa ngenxa yesiphambeko zethu, yaxotshozwa ngobubi bethu. Isijeziso sasiphezu kwayo ukuba sibe nokuthula, nangemvimbo yayo siphilisiwe thina.
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. We'll stop reading there.
La kuchazwa indlela uJesu wahlupheka ngayo, wadelelwa ngayo, eyiswa ngayo.
Here we read about how the Lord was tormented and mocked, tortured.
Ubuso bayo babonakele kunobabantu.
And his visage was marred more than any man.
ngalezi zinsuku ngabona kuyi newspaper kodubani lona oyi opposition ka Mugabe Changarai noma bani amaphoyisa ka Mugabe ababathatha babashaya bafake majele babaphathe kabi isithombe sabonakala ubuso bakhe bubi.
These days I saw a photo in a newspaper of the leader of the opposition in Zimbabwe, Tsvangirai, how the police had beaten him up and you could see his face was all swollen and hurt.
Kodwa kuthwa ubuso buka Jesu nesimo sakhe besisibi kunabantu bonke wahlushwa ngendlela ebuhlungu kabi.
But it says here that his face, the Lord's face, was marred more than any man.
Ubuso bayo bonakele.
His face was marred.
Phela bekungekho indawo ephilayo emzimbeni. Cabanganga umqhele wameva eshaywe ekhanda. Cabangani ubuso be eshaywa ngengqindi.
There was no healthy spot left on his whole body. He had been beaten terribly. His whole body was full of wounds, and his face and the crown of thorns on his head. It was a terrible sight, and his face was full of a spittle, with how they spat upon him. They treated him terribly. His back was like a ploughed field. His hands and his feet had been pierced by those nails. It was a terrible sight. No one wanted to even look at him. He was the Lamb of God that had been led to the slaughter, but he closed his mouth. And they left him, saying God had smitten him because of his own iniquity.
Yebo uNkulunkulu bemshaye ngempela eshaywe uJehova kodwa washaywa ayi ngobubi bakhe kodwa ngobubi bethu ngobethwele izono zethu ethwele icala lakho nelami.
Yes, the Lord God Jehovah had smitten him severely, but not because of his own sins, but because of your sins and my sins.
Bembuka bekhuluma konke kubi ngaye.
They mocked him, speaking all types of evil about him.
Bamisa iphambano intathu, umbulali ngapha yena phakathi kwawo. Bekhaza ukuthi lo ophakathi kwabo umubi kunabo laba.
They raised three crosses. The two on either side of him were murderers, and he was in the middle, by that implying that this man in the middle is worse than those on either side of him.
uNkulunkulu wamfulathela waze wakhala wathi uNkulunkulu wami ukushiyeleni na.
He was tormented not just physically but even in his spirit because he had to carry all our guilt to the point where even God forsook him and he cried out, he said, oh my God, why have you forsaken me?
Kwangathi kulezi nsuku umoya ongcwele angamdweba uJesu phambi kwamehlo akho.
May God, through His Holy Spirit, in these days, paint a picture of Jesus, how and what He went through for your sake and my sake in these days.
Because
Because of our sins, he became accursed because of us. And he was nailed to that cursed cross.
Abantu bathi izono zimnandi, abanye bathokoziswa izona. Kodwa buke esiphambanweni, khona uzobona ububi besono nokuthi isono siyinto eyiqalekiso kangakanani.
People enjoy sin. They continue in their sin. But they need to look at the cross to see what sin really means and how terrible it is.
Singafani nabantu base Jerusalem. Simemeza uHosiyana. Sithi awuNkosi sisindise kanti sithathe amagatsha yesundu sibeke phansi. Simemeza uHosiyana kanti asiqondi esikwenzayo.
Let's never be like the people of Jerusalem, calling out, Hosanna, God save us, throwing palm branches before where he was going through, and yet not even knowing what we're doing.
Amagatsha esundu ayesetshenziswa emazweni asempumalanga ayechaza ukuthula.
Palm branches in those eastern countries, they signified peace.
Ngishamasonto asempumalanga kusukela namhlanje kuze kube ngolesine ahlotshiswe ngamagatsha amasundu.
Even to this day they decorate the churches in those parts with palm branches during this time.
Kodwa ngolesine bayawasusa amasundu.
But then on Thursday they remove those branches.
Amasundu achaza indaba yokuthula, indaba enkulu. Uma ufuna ukuyiqonda indaba yokubethelwa kukaJesu, ufanele uqonde ukuthi bebeletha amasundu chaza ukuthula, ube nokuthula kuNkulunkulu, ube nokuthula kubantu.
So even those palm branches have a significance during this time that we can remember those palm branches, they stand for peace, being peace with God and peace with our fellow men.
Uma unequbu, uma unenzondo, uma unomona, ungahlangene nabantu, ube nokuthula kuNkulunkulu, ube nokuthula kubantu. Kusho ukuthi unenhliziyo yentshe, ngeke uyiqonde indaba yesiphambano.
And if you have hatred and grudges and jealousy and envy in your heart, there's no peace between you and God and between you and your fellow man. You're at enmity with God. Jesus said you must forgive one another so that our Heavenly Father will also forgive us.
Ati wena othethelelwe opondwe abayizinkulungwane ezishumi. Kodwa uyahluleka ukumthethelela umuntu onesikweleti kuwe samalandi ayikhulu.
And the Lord says, you've been forgiven thousands of pounds worth of debt, but you fail to forgive someone who owes you just a few cents.
Athi noNkulunkulu ngeke akuthethelele.
And God says, if you do that, neither will you be forgiven.
Amanxeba kaJesu akusizi ngalutho.
The wounds of the Lord Jesus have not yet helped you.
Negazi lika Jesu ngeke likusize futhi alikusizanga uma wena uhluleka uthethelela abakonayo.
The blood of Jesus has not helped you and will not help you if you fail to forgive those that have sinned against you.
Awuhlolisise ngalolu suku lokuqala sikhumbula ukubethelwa nokuhlupheka kweNkosi yethu ukuthi ayikho impande ebabayo yini empilweni yakho, enhlizweni yakho. Uma ikhona, phenduka.
So on this first day of the Lord's Passion, search, test your heart and life, whether there's not a root of bitterness in your heart. And if it's there, you need to repent.
Ukuthi ayikho yini inzondo, uma ikhona.
Is there
yokubethelwa kukaJesu.
Is any hatred? If there's any sign of hatred, you haven't understood what the Lord's passion and crucifixion is about.
Usho ukuthi nawe unenhliziyo yetshe eyidwala. Awuqondi lutho ukufa kukaJesu, akusebenzi lutho.
You also have a heart of stone, and the death of the Lord Jesus hasn't meant anything in your life. And Jesus called out. He called out because the inhabitants of Jerusalem didn't understand.
Siqonde isikhathi sokuvakashelwa kwethu uJesu uyasivakashela uyasihambela ngokufa kwakhe esiphambanweni.
They didn't recognize the time of their visitation. May we receive that grace to recognize the time of the Lord's visitation, that we'll understand what his death means to us.
Ake sithi ke ukumbuka kancane uJesu esesiphambanweni.
Now let us look at the Lord Jesus as he is on the cross.
Everything let's start ukuthi ayideleliwe yashiwa ngabantu. Umuntu obhlungu owazi ukugula yeyiswa njengo sithezelwa ubuso ngabantu. Asishayanga nto yalutho.
In verse 3, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. I'm amazed how Isaiah describes the Lord's crucifixion. When you read these words, it's as if you're reading a report of someone who had stood by the cross and experienced the whole event.
Kanti waphila iminyaka engamakhulu ayisithupha ngaphambi kokubethelwa kukaJesu.
And yet he had lived over 600 years before the crucifixion.
UNkulunkulu wambulela uyisaya umprofeti indaba kaJesu. Wayichaza indaba kaJesu uJesu esiphambanweni. Wambona.
But God had revealed to his prophet's servant the whole event, the whole crucifixion, as if he had experienced it.
Wambona shayiwe, wambona mubi, wambona shiwa abantu.
He saw how he had been beaten, how he had been forsaken, how he was smitten, and how they had mocked him. He saw how they mocked him, saying, "You could save others, save yourself. If you're the Son of God, get down from the cross." And they spoke all that evil of him. No one ever suffered like he suffered. No one even looked the way he did as after they had beaten him.
Phakathi kwezelelezi ezimbili ababulala babili bethi simfaka phakathi nendawo ngoba uyena ungumbulali kodwa inkunzimalanga yombulali umubi kunababulali chaza lokhu ukuze abethelwe phakathi nendawo.
And as I said, after they had beaten him and done all those things to him, there they put him in the cross between those two criminals, thereby implying that he was even worse than they were.
Er war der größte und der schlechteste Mörder.
He was.
Wayemubi kunababulali bonke. Bebesho njalo.
Implying that he was the worst murderer of them all.
Kanti iBhayibheli lithi ukuze kube njalo wazithwala izifo zethu.
But the Bible says It was all like that because he carried our diseases, our sicknesses, and he carried our sins.
Kodwa thina sasithi ujeziswa uNkulunkulu. Phela abantu abebemi khona lapho bembona. Bethi ha uNkulunkulu omshayile. uNkulunkulu omshayayo ngenxa yobubi bakhe.
But we said, like those people who stood by the cross, they said, well, God has smitten him because of his own iniquity.
Kanti izwi lithi, yebo Jehova wameshaya, kodwa wameshaya ngenxa yezono zakho.
But the word tells us that he was smitten. Yes, God did smite him, but it was because of our sins.
Wena uqamba amanga.
We tell lies.
uNkulunkulu wamethwesa. UJesu wazethwesa ngamanga akho.
Jesus took that guilt upon himself.
Upfebe bakho.
Udakwa
kwakho.
Your immorality.
Ushinga kwakho.
Drunkenness.
Ukweyisa kwakho. Konke ukungalungi kwakho.
Your disrespect.
UJesu wakuthwala. uNkulunkulu wayesemjezisa ngenxa yecala lakho. Kuthi uNkulunkulu wathanda ukumshaya. Wathanda ukumshaya ngenxa yezono zakho. Ejezisa izono. Kodwa wena muntu womhlaba uthi izwe lihle, izono zinhle, zimnandi. Kungenxa yokuthi unenhliziyo yedwala, ingubo, gubuzele ubuso bakho, awuboni. Uma wabona uJesu esesiphambanweni indlela eshaywa ngayo ngenxa yezono zakho, kuzophela ubumnandi bezono zakho.
And Jesus was prepared to take all that guilt, all that sin, our sin upon himself. And God chose to smite him because of it. And then we still say, but sin is enjoyable. Why should we stop it? What's wrong with this? It's because we are blinded. We haven't yet seen Jesus on the cross.
UJesu wajeziswa, wahlushwa, washaywa. Ngenxa yezakho izono.
Jesus was bruised, he was beaten, smitten, mocked because of your sin.
Walinyazwa ngenxa yeziphambeko zethu.
He was hurt because of our transgressions.
Yaqotshozwa evesini lesihlanu. Kuthiwa uyaqotshozwa ngobubi bethu.
He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
And look how he was bruised, because of your sin. And you say sin is nice? I can't forsake sin. You must have a heart of stone. And be blinder than the blindest man in this world. If you are not touched and moved by the Lamb of God slaughtered on the cross for you.
Bheka ukuthi washaywa kanjani. Ngenxa yakho, ngenxa yami. Kodwa lokho sithi hayi simnandi sono. So siyekelani. Kwenza ukuthi simpuphuthekile asiboni ukuthi wahlushwa kangakanani ngenxa yethu.
iBhayibheli lithi uJehova wehlisele phezu kwayo ububi bethu sonke.
And the Lord brought upon him all our iniquity.
Ivesi leshumi, nokho uJehova wathanda ukuyishaya ngezifo lapho wenza umphefumulo wayo ube ngumnikelo wecala.
And then verse 10, it even says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin.
Something I can't understand. That God in heaven, that it pleased him to bruise him. To bring his judgment down upon him.
Kungenzeka kanjani into enjalo ukuthi uNkulunkulu azathi ngiyathanda ukuthi ngimlimaze kwehle isijeziso sami phezu kwakhe.
Ikhe khala uJesu ethi uNkulunkulu wami ungishiyeleni na?
No wonder he called out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Kodwa uJesu wathwala icala lakho. wakhokha isikweletu sakho udodi kuwe uyini kuwe uzoba nabangani uzohamba neyidakwa hambe neyifebe hambe namasela hluleke ukumela iqiniso no yize ukuthi walihlawula icala lakho.
Yet Jesus carried your guilt. He paid your debt. But it means nothing to you. You go with your friends, with the world, in all your worldly ways, and you don't stand for the you can't stand for the truth.
Ikho ngithi kwangathi umoya ongcwele angasiza namhlanje asize kuleli viki kungabe isonto elifana namanye amasonto. Sithi kumkhumbulo uJesu. Lapho esihluphekela lapho ehlatshwa ngenxa yethu.
That's why I say may the Holy Spirit do something special in this week that we will recognize him what he as he was what he went through for our sakes.
Akakho umuntu sukela kuAdam futhi kuze kube sekugcineni ozohlushwa ashaywe.
No man from the time of Adam right to the end of time will ever have gone through or will ever go through what Jesus had to go through, the way he was smitten and beaten.
Ngomoya wakhe, nangomphefumulo wakhe, nangomzimba wakhe.
What he had to go through in spirit, soul and body.
UJesu bekufanele ukuthi abele igugu kithina.
Jesus should be precious to us.
UJesu bekufanele ukuthi abe mkhulu kunobaba nomama nengane yethu abe number one kithina.
Jesus should mean more to us than our father, our mother, our own child. He should be number one to us.
Mbuku uJesu esiphambanweni. Akekho waphathwa ngaleyo ndlela kodwa yena wathwala wathatshatha izono zakho zonke wazithwala uNkulunkulu eqonda ukwehlisa ulaka lwakhe phezu kwezono zakho naphezu kwakho wafika uJesu wathatha isikhundla sakho kwaba uyena oshayiwayo.
Look at Jesus on the cross and realize what that means for us. God's wrath was going to come down and was coming down upon sin, and Jesus stood in the gap. He came and he said, "Let it be upon me." He carried that guilt for us and that punishment.
Nezifo zethu cabanga inhlobo nhlobo sezifo esikhona nomuntu oyiphethe kabi athole ingculaza awumuntu asuka bole. UJesu wathweswa ikho konke wavuma ukuthwala konke awukodwa wena muntu omdelelayo omenza into ongelutho sikufanele isihogo ingunaphakade.
And then even our diseases he carried, our sicknesses, and what manner of diseases don't you get today? All sorts. And even today you get AIDS, where the flesh just rots away. Jesus carried all of that for us. No wonder there's a hell, because one deserves a hell if one rejects such a salvation.
But the worst sickness in this world can't be compared to the smallest sin. Sin is 10,000 times worse, because sickness kills your body. Sin kills your soul. It kills you for all eternity.
Kodwa ngisho nesifo sokugcina sibi kunazo zonke asifani nesono esincane sibi sono nalesi sithi sincane sibi kunaleso sifo ngoba isifo sibulala umzimba kodwa isono sibulala umphefumulo.
If you don't repent of it, turn away from it. Part with it. Quit sin. Break with it.
Uma ungahlukananga nesono.
UJesu ke wabayundlu likaNkulunkulu.
So Jesus, the Lamb of God, wethweswa
ngezono zakho nezami nezezwe lonke. UNkulunkulu wathanda ukumshaya ngenxa yalezi zono zakho. Hayi yena qobo lwakhe ubengenathu nasono, kodwa ngenxa yokuvuma ukuzithwesa ngezono zakho, uNkulunkulu wayesebhonya yena.
So Jesus, the Lamb of God, carried our sins, not his own, he had no sin, but he took our sin, your sin, my sin upon himself, and it pleased God to smite him because of the fact that he took our sins upon himself.
As dit, as u een keer vir Jesus gesien het aan die kruis, dan sal sonde nooit weer lekker word nie. U sal nooit weer in jou motor gaan om drank te koop of kwellings. Jy is 'n helse ding as jy dit doen.
If you just see Jesus once on the cross, it will never be nice again for you to sin, to get into your car to go and buy drugs or drink or to go and sin. Uma wakwambona uJesu kanye nje esiphambanweni, ngeke kuphinde nakanye kube mnandi ukuthi ungene emotweni yakho uhambe uyoyithengela idakamizwa noma uphuzo noma uhambe uyokona ngenye indlela.
And then you young person, you go and flirt around with girls and being immoral and not chaste and pure. You realize what you are doing. You are crucifying him anew and spitting into his face and fisting him.
Bese wena umuntu omusha uhamba ngizindlela zakho ezingalungile, awuyiphili impilo engcwele, uhamba uganga namantombazana, uyakubona okwenzayo, ushaya uJesu, uyambhaqabula, uyamshaya.
And then you comfort yourself and says, nobody knows it, nobody sees it. I do it behind closed doors, I do it in the bathroom, I smoke in the toilet, they don't know about it. What a fool you are! And what a fool the devil has made of you!
Besu ituduzu uthi angibonwa muntu. Akekho ngibonayo lapha ngedwa, ngise toilet ngibhemela khona, akekho ngibonile. Lento engiyenzayo ayibonwa muntu. Awu isiphukuphuku, no Satana sekwenza waba isiphukuphuku.
Bungani zona abantu bebhukuthi zona ezonweni. Bungani abantu abafayo namhlanje ngenxa yezona. Kodwa iyundlu likaNkulunkulu labethelwa. Kusho ukuthi kuyizeleze. Shaya into yalutho uJesu. Ukufa kwakhe ningisi eAfrika nasezweni lonke. Abantu baqhubeka ezonweni uJesu ebethelwe emthini.
But then you look at people all over Africa, throughout the world, living in their sin, as if nothing has ever happened. They make the death of our Lord, his passion, his death, to nothing. Means nothing to them.
Aige, lapu Jesu betelwe mtini, lapu kale ti baba, kulunkulu wami ngishiyeleni na. Umuntu athi hayi, phelile indaba yakhe manje. Finish.
And then when they nailed him to the cross, after he hung there for a while, he called out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And everyone said, well, this is the end. It's the end of it all.
What's the darkest hour this world has ever witnessed? Never there'll be a darker hour than that. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why? Because of my sin and your sin.
Asikaze sibe khona isikhathi emhlabeni esimnyama njengaleso. Kumnyama bhuqe ngenxa yesono sakho nesono sami.
Kodwa le ndaba uma ingakhanyelanga, uJesu uyakudabukela, uyakukhalela njengeJerusalema. Ethi hey, ziyokufika iy'nsuku uyohlangana nezinkingi. Maqondana nengane zakho, maqondana nabantu bakini, maqondana nezinto ezizokwehlela uma wadebesela ukusindiswa okungaka, wakweyisa, wakufulathela.
But if you don't recognize the significance of this event and make it something in your own life, then Jesus will mourn for you as he mourned for Jerusalem. And we say, I fear for you what will come upon you and your family. The flames of hell will lick you while you're still here on this earth, before you even get there. And when the woman came, they wept, they cried. And when he saw them, he said, daughters of Jerusalem, why do you weep for me? Weep for yourselves and for your children. For your children. Where are your children?
If he says, don't weep for me, there's only one possibility, that you'll meet up with something more severe than he met up. And that will be eternity in hell.
Umayethu ngikhaleli mina kukhombisa ukuthi kukhulu ozohlangana nakho wena uma ungamlalelanga kusho ukuthi uyazi ukuthi wena uzobhekana nesihogo ingunaphakade
wena nengane zakho ongayikhuza ingane zakho ubone zona uyidedele uyisekele uyivune ingane zakho ziyokumangalela ingane zakho esihogweni nisho esihogweni kodwa ma ziyokuluma indlebe susa indlebe ekhanda ithi kodwa ma ubungangikhaleli ngani.
And because you side with your children even though they do wrong, you even justify and excuse what they're doing. But you'll burn in hell with them, and they will accuse you for all eternity. They'll accuse you for not having wept for them.
Awunandaba noma sihambe sizalela ingane emahlathini, ufike ubasekele, uzondle, naye umondle. Wena nina, uhlangana nengane yakho isebe, uyosha esihogweni nayo, yize ukuthi ulikholwa, uyikholwa mbumbulu. Usibezela ngokusobala ukuthi awukamboni uJesu esesiphambanweni ehlupheka ngenxa yizono.
Your child lives an immoral life and it has illegitimate children. Brings them home to you. You assist the child. You help it. You help the child to live that immoral life. It's obvious you haven't met up with the cross. You haven't seen the Lord Jesus hanging on the cross.
Nanamhla sijule sithi Nkosi dweba iwudlu likaNkulunkulu phambi kwamehlo ami ngilibone sihlupheka ngenxa yizono zami.
So may the Lord, may the Lord through his Holy Spirit in these days draw a picture of the Lamb of God, how he was slaughtered for our sakes because of our sins, that we will see him before our eyes. And now I get to the last point.
Lapho izitha zika Jesu sijabula. Zithi awu simqedile, samqedela. Uphelile.
When the enemies of the Lord rejoiced, saying, well, we've put an end to him. It's finished. It's all over. We've won the victory.
Bekhiya esihogweni.
There's rejoicing in hell.
Kuthwa beka. Inceku yami iyakuphumelela.
And then it says, behold, my servant will succeed.
In verse 13. Beka inceku yami, chapter 52. Iyakuphumelela kahle. Iyakukhuliswa, iphakanyiswe. Iphakame kakhulu.
Behold, my servant shall deal prudently, and he shall be exalted and extolled and be very high.
In 53 verse 1, Yakhula njengehlumela phambi kwakhe, nange njengempande emhlabathini owomileyo.
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground.
Out of dry ground. The driest ground that there has ever been in this world was Jesus on the cross when he cried out, I thirst. I thirst. Ulimi lwakhe namathela laphezulu emlonyeni wakhe. Ukoma. Esendaweni eyomileyo ngenxa yakho.
And he was in that dry place for you.
Twa wayenjengomuntu engenasimo nobuhle ukuba siyibuke yayingabukeki ukuba siyifune. Khona lapho yavuka.
He has no form of comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. But at that moment, he arose and he overcame.
Bamangala basesihogweni kuthi lapho besagupha umkhosi bethi sinqobile isihogo siwinile Sathane winile iqhawe lethu. Khona lapho ngokuphazima lavuka iqhawe lamaqhawe ethu uJesu Kristu.
They were shocked in hell in the midst of their celebrations. While they were still celebrating, it all came to a sudden end. Just when they thought they'd overcome, the hero of heroes arose.
Kuthwa bheka inceku yami iyakuphumelela kahle.
Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high.
Ngokuhlupheka, verse 11, 53, chapter. Ngokuhlupheka, komphefumulo wayo, iya kukubona, iyaneliswe. Iya kulungisisa abaningi ithwala izono zabo.
He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many.
Ngokuhlupheka komphefumulo wakhe uyakubona aneliswe. Athi hawu ngiyabona. Njengowesifazana esikwa ezala ingane. Ethu yafa kodwa uma eseyizele ayikhona ingane akhohlwa ubhlungu kodwa wena awufanga yena wafa waze wehlelwa esihogweni lakhona ifa lakho lisesihogweni wena muntu kaSathane kodwa uJesu walithatha icala lakho washaywa kwaba uyena ongena esihogweni ngenxa yakho.
He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. Like a woman in labor, when that child is born, she forgets all the pain, all the difficulty, and she rejoices. Yet a woman doesn't die, but he died, descended into hell, where your inheritance was. And he came and he took you out of that and lifted you out.
Now may I ask you a personal question in closing. When Jesus looks at you today, is he satisfied? Does he cry out, it's been worth it all? I don't regret that I went through that darkness, pain, agony, hell, being God forsaken. When he sees you, the pain is gone.
Masengivala ngithanda ukukubuza manje ukuthi uJesu mayibona wena uyaneliseka yini na azathi ayangisayihluphi angisayisoli ngokuyihlupha kwami ngife ngishaywe ngize ngehlele esihogweni konke ngakwenzayo hayi angiyisoli angakusho ngawe na.
That when he looks at the Christians, that he's satisfied. I'm satisfied. It was worth it that I went through hell because of this person.
If you have a mind to think and an ear to hear, may you hear that you won't end up having to be mourned for like Jerusalem, but may you see the Lord, may he show you that picture, and may you experience that what it meant when he died for us on the cross.
And I can't believe that if you have stood at the bottom of the cross and have seen Jesus the way Isaiah saw him, that you'll ever be the same again. The language you'll speak will be different from now on. Your spirit will be different. The life you live will be different. If not, your Christianity is nothing but spiritual humbug.
Futankolo ukuthi mawaka wami esiphambanweni wambona uJesu ngendlela uIsaiah wambona ngayo. Angiboni ukuthi angikhole ukuthi yophinde ufane nesikhathi esidlule, impilo yakho iyoguquka nendlela okhuluma ngayo ngeke isafana, impilo yakho iyoguquka.
Qhubeke negqubu lakho.
But do you carry on with your grudge?
Qhubeke nenzondo yakho.
With your hatred?
Angiboni namanga impela uyinzalo kaSathane uyihlo.
I doubt that you've experienced him. In fact, I think you're a liar and you're just like your father, the devil. Let us stand up and pray. Lord Jesus, please send your Holy Spirit to paint a picture of you on the cross. That we'll see you like the prophet Isaiah saw you. That we can realize what you did for us. And then the question comes up. What have we done for you?
Aw Nkosi, akujule umsebenzi wakho ezinhlizweni zethu, singakhohlwa wena, sinamathele kuwe, sibambelele kuwe kuze kube sekugcineni.
Lord, may that work you've done go deep into our lives and that we'll cling to you right to the end.
Amen.
Amen.